Hello, everyone, and welcome to Music for a While. I'm Jay Nordlinger, music critic of the New Criterion. Happy spring. Let's mark the occasion, mark the season, so to speak. Feel Like a Song by Dominic Argento, sung by Barbara Bonney, accompanied by Andre Previn? I was thinking the exact same thing. Here goes.
Spring, the sweet spring, is the year's pleasant king. Then blooms each thing, then may it start to worry. Cold doth not sting, the pretty birds do sing. Cuckoo, chuck, chuck, pooey, to it
Ah, that was Barbara Bonney, the American soprano, with Andre Previn at the piano. The song is Spring, from Six Elizabethan Songs by Dominic Argento, the American composer who lived from 1927 to 2019. The poet, Thomas Nash, with an E at the end of Nash. Time was, piano students routinely learned a piece by Christian Sinding, Rustle of Spring. You never hear it anymore, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't. Christian Sinding was a Norwegian composer who lived from 1856 to 1941. We'll hear his hit number played by Joseph Levine, one of the greatest pianists of the first half of the 20th century, one of the greatest pianists ever, Rustle of Spring.
Thank you.
by Christian Sinding, Russell of Spring, played by Joseph Levine. Once again, I'm Jay Nordlinger of the New Criterion, bringing you Music for a While. If you'd like to be in touch with me, the address is nordlinger@newcriterion.com. Let's continue with this little seasonal celebration. There's a soprano aria of sorts in Wagner's Valkyrie, which is the second installment of his Ring cycle. Du bist der Lenz, you are spring. It is an outpouring of springy love. Never mind that it's from a young woman for her twin brother. Gross. Anyway, this is Wagner. And our soprano, our Sieglinde, that's the name of the character, is Leontine Price. Der Lenz, Wagner, sung by Leontine Price with the London Symphony Orchestra under Edward Downes. Beethoven wrote a spring sonata. His sonata for violin and piano No. 5 in F major, opus 24, is called the Spring Sonata. Did Beethoven call it that? No, someone else did later. But still, we're going to count it. Let's hear the last movement, the Rondo, played by Henrik Schering, violin, and Arthur Rubinstein, piano. Thank you. last movement, the rondo, of the Spring Sonata of Beethoven, played by Henrik Schering and Artur Rubinstein, two men who started out in Poland. I heard Schering play all the Beethoven sonatas when I was young. His piano partner at the time, however, was not Rubinstein, but George Sándor, the Hungarian. I feel privileged to have heard them. Never heard Rubinstein, except on 1,000 records. Let's have another song, Herr Lenz, or Mr. Spring, often translated Lord Spring, by Richard Strauss. Don't blink or you'll miss it. It's about a minute long. Herr Lenz.
Herr Lenz springt heute durch die Stadt in einer Blase. Und wer zwei junge Beine hat, springt Säfte froh, springt sonnensacht und kauft sich bei ihm Lose. Dort bebt er um das Giebelhaus, die Taschen voller Gaben, da strecken sich die Hände aus der Jahr. Ich hole mir auch einen Schatz hinweg von Glas und Schüssel. Hut auf, wir rennen über den Platz, Herr Lutz, für ihre Buselatz einen gelben Himmelsschlüssel.
Richard Strauss, Herr Lenz, sung by the incomparable Elisa de la Casa, accompanied by Arpad Sándor, a cousin of George Sándor. Elisa de la Casa was a Swiss soprano well known for Strauss. Well known as a beauty, too. In Samson and Delilah, the opera by Saint-Saëns, there's an aria that begins, Printemps qui commence. It's about the beginning of spring and the hope that it brings to, quote, amorous hearts. A beautiful piece of music. There's a famous recording of it by Maria Callas. I will play a recording by Olga Borodina, the Russian mezzo-soprano, who is the best Delilah I have ever heard.
Thank you.
Printemps qui commence from Samson and Delilah by Saint-Saëns, sung by Olga Borodina with the Welsh National Opera Orchestra under Carlo Rizzi. When Maestro Rizzi, who is from Milan, directed that company, he learned to speak a fair amount of Welsh. I'm not sure that most Welshmen do. Spring is here. Spring is floating its blue banner on the breezes again. That's a translation by Richard Stokes. The poem is by Murica, Edward Murica, and our music by Schumann. Again, don't blink. This is a short song and a really good one. You may have recognized that voice. It was Barbara Bonney again. She was accompanied by one of the leading pianists of our time, Vladimir Ashkenazy, in that song by Schumann, Er ist's. I'm going to read a little E.E. Cummings. Who knows if the moon's a balloon coming out of a keen city in the sky filled with pretty people? And if you and I should get into it, if they should take me and take you into their balloon, why then we'd go up higher with all the pretty people than houses and steeples and clouds. Go sailing away and away sailing into a keen city which nobody's ever visited, where always it's spring and everyone's in love and flowers pick themselves. Lee Hoiby made a song out of that poem. Here it is, sung by Leontine Price in the last recital she ever gave in Carnegie Hall, quite late in her career.
If you and I should get
Always It's Spring by Lee Hoiby, my late friend, sung by Leontine Price with her career-long accompanist David Garvey in Carnegie Hall in 1991, when she was 64. That's the title of a Beatles song, When I'm 64, but it's not about spring. Well, remember that poem by Murica, which is about spring, the one that Schumann set? It was also set by Wolf. Here it is.
Frühling lässt sein blaues Band wieder flattern durch die Lüfte. Süße, wohlbekannte Düfte streifen an uns all das Land. Weiche träumen schon.
Er ist's, this one by Hugo Wolf, sung by Helen Donat, that great Texan, accompanied by her husband Klaus, not a Texan. Let's have some more Schumann, not a song but a symphony, the Spring Symphony, which is to say, Schumann's Symphony No. 1 in B-flat. We'll hear the last few minutes of the first movement, so friendly. So affirmative, so wonderful. George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra.
Thank you.
We've heard the final minutes of the first movement of Schumann's Symphony No. 1, the Spring Symphony, played by the Cleveland Orchestra under George Zell in a famous, justly famous, recording. Maybe we can end on a Shakespeare song from As You Like It. There was a lover and his lass, etc. In the 20th century, the composer Peter Warlock gave it a wonderful treatment. Our question is, shall we hear Kathleen or Janet? Which of those great singers shall we hear, Ferrier or Baker? Let's hear Dame Janet, accompanied by Gerald Moore. What a treat this is. Thank you, everybody. Enjoy the season.
It was a lover that is less with the hair and the hole and the hay, nominoo, that all the green cornfield did pass in the springtime, the open pretty ringtime when birds do sing, ding a ding ding. Sweet lovers love the spring. Between the acres of the rye with the hay and the hoe and the hay, nominoo, these pretty country folks would lie in the spring. Begin at all.